Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When this old world starts getting me down and people are just too much for me to face, I climb way up to the top.
That's the Drifters, bringing us back 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend, Andrea Nuremberg. She's our longtime member of our Brain Trust. Golly, coming up, you know, Andrea, this June will be your 10th anniversary.
Oh, my goodness.
As a member of our Brain Trust. How about that?
I'm so honored, you know, and it's funny that you always pick people that started when they were only about 16.
I know. You were just a baby. And you know what, yeah, you know what the Small Business Advocate 10th anniversary gift is, don't you?
No.
It's an email.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
I can't wait to get it.
You can look forward to that. That'll be coming. We'll get you back, if not before, at least by June. And we'll celebrate that anniversary. Thanks for
I just want you to know it's been 10 years of fun. You are absolutely the greatest. You are. Tell everyone.
We always love having you on the show, and we're glad we found you. Okay, Andrea, this is something I know is near and dear to your heart. It's obviously near and dear to my heart. My audience knows about my military background, not only mine, but my father's, my son's. And it's a book that you wrote with a couple of other guys called Networking for Veterans. And this is something that's very important, and I'd like for veterans to hear what Andrea has to say, and I'd like for anybody else who might actually bump into a veteran one day to listen to this. Andrea, what's the deal?
The book is called Networking for Veterans, and it really came about because two people that I worked with, one of them has been a co-author of mine for my other books, Networking for College Students, that we published through DeVry, and he's also a Marine, and he said, you know, we really need to have something for the veteran community. As we know, that 1% that serves their life, that dedicates themselves, does everything, as you well
the
know.
The best of America.
The best of America. That is absolutely the best way to describe it. So we found, because in networking, you always find the greatest people, and we found a wonderful young Marine, Mike Abrams, who at the time had just come back from being in Afghanistan, deployed there for 7 years, and had already successfully transitioned into the civilian world, the work world, and was working at CNBC, and also had started a company for getting other veterans intern positions. So we partnered, and basically we were able to put together this book. A lot of it was content, as you well know, a lot of generic when you think about what you're trying to say about the tips, techniques, the strategies. However, because of Mike and Mike, they knew military. They knew the different the jargon, if you will, or the discussions or things like that that I would not have the credibility for. However, so we pulled in people also from other branches and really talk about in this book how to successfully transition, how to interview, how to develop relationships, how to realize you've been doing it all along. Because when you think about the military, it's the largest network around anyway. Isn't it true?
Yeah.
Tell somebody, and I see this now in corporations, somebody has an interview with someone and they find out, well, that particular person served in the same branch or a different branch, whatever it is, there's a connection, a commonality. And these people are so well-educated, as you well know.
And
they're well-trained. They know what it's like to think on your feet. Oh, my goodness.
If you're not well-spoken when you go in the military, you will be when you come out.
When you come out.
If you're not comfortable in front of an audience teaching and training, you will be when you come out.
Absolutely.
If you're not a leader when you go in the military, you will be when you come out.
Boy, Jim, it is so amazing. And talk about never leaving when the job isn't finished. You know, these people, as you know, they stay. They don't leave at 5:30. And talk about being on time, they're there before time.
Absolutely.
Right?
That's right.
So it's always the things. It's like it's take organization to the utmost. So I marvel at their leadership skills. And the biggest challenge, as everyone knows, has been trying to figure out how to find positions. And when I speak to a group,
helping them make the transition from a completely ordered, completely buttoned down, locked up, cinched up, strapped down, by God, this is how we do it world, to a world that's a little bit looser than it. When my son came back from the Marines the first time, from his first four-year tour, I had to say, son, you know, I mean, I was in the Army, But the Marines, I mean, they've got an attitude that's you know, even greater than that. I said, son, you got to remember now, there are only about three quarter million of you guys. There's about 6 billion of the rest of us. You know, you're going to have to make some adjustments in terms of, right. You know, you can't walk out and say, all right, who's in charge here? And yeah. And they have to make that, they have to learn how to make that adjustment when they're dealing with civilians, so to speak, now that they are one.
Exactly right. And that's the biggest thing. And, you know, it's so funny because, and people laugh when I tell them this, but one young man that I was interviewing and talking to, he was spot on. Everything you described before, he had all those qualities. And his resume was about 6 pages long.
Mm-hmm.
And he was only about 28. And I said to him, what we have to do is just narrow this down,
mm-hmm.
right?
And make it relevant to Main Street.
That's our word today.
Make it relevant to Main Street.
Exactly, because people, you know, they don't understand. The people that are interviewing don't understand what these people have actually gone through and been through and the kind of responsibilities that they've
also
had.
A combat infantryman is not a combat infantryman on Main Street. He or she is a leader, a trainer, a spokesperson, a motivator, and you know, that's what, when I think of a combat infantryman, those are the characteristics that I think of.
Oh yeah, I agree with you 1,000%. I mean, unbelievable. I have such high respect for anybody who's been in the military in any capacity. High respect.
So folks, if a veteran comes to you and they have not polished their approach the way we've been talking about, help them out. Give them a little help. And
I'll tell you
something. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I have a link that I'll send you that if anyone does want to buy the book, I'll send you the link because it's easy, you know, and people, if anyone, or they can email me.
All right.
It's great.
Networking for Veterans is out right now. You can find it wherever books are sold. Andre Nierenberg is the co-author. Quick break, 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.